Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 3rd. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, apart from a little exploding bottle I had this morning.
You've had an exploding bottle incident?
I have had an incredible exploding bottle. As you know, listener...
Well, was that Prosecco for your breakfast?
No, I'd had that already.
So you'd done the Prosecco for your breakfast, so it wasn't your bottle of Prosecco, your litre bottle that you have for breakfast?
No, I had my wheatgrass and Prosecco, Justin. He knows about my wheatgrass and Prosecco habit. Mm-hmm. But then I'd brought some lovely Tankerton, beautiful Tankerton water for our guests. And I popped it in the freezer.
Hold on. Tankerton I've been to Tankerton. Water. Tankerton water's salty.
No, is not from the cedar.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
No, I've got a little filter tap. So I put it in lovely little glass bottles. Mm. And I thought, as it's so hot in the studio, I'm going to pop it in the freezer, just, you know, being diligent, as I always am.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I got waylaid. I took the dog for a walk and forgot about it.
Oh, dear.
Came back, opened the freezer door, and the whole thing had exploded in the fridge.
Wow.
So I sort of shrieked and crunched over all the glass that was on the floor. Locked the dog out of the kitchen and left it for my new husband to
you
sort
left
out.
The dog with broken glass?
No, locked the dog out.
Oh, I see.
I've left it for my new husband to sort out when he gets home.
Sorry, Gav.
Yeah.
And it's all the work to you, mate.
I know. So we've got a little bit of lukewarm water today, but it's so pleasant. Nice. Mm. It's lovely. That's Tankerton.
Well, thank you for that. We needed to know that.
Yeah.
Good.
Diligent, though.
Yeah. Anyway... We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent.
We would.
And you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us live on air
is
to tweet me at VanillaWeb.
Us.
And we have... me. I don't want to talk to you.
You can do at Business Bunker.
No, don't do that. You did that last time, and I can't do two Twitter accounts at once on the screen here. I can only do VanillaWeb.
You see, this is where you're going
wrong. Don't listen to the Serkin woman. Tweet VanillaWeb, please. And we've had 60 tweets already.
This is where you're going wrong, because on the Superior show, Justin, which is 11 to 12, the Scoff and Quaff show that you know so well, I have two Twitter accounts going, and I do the guest interviews, and I work the controls. A woman, you see, multitask. So I have... Scoff Quaff, Angel Serkin, all going at the same time.
We won't even go there. We won't even go there, because if it wasn't for me standing behind her, she wouldn't even have started yet. She'd still be tweeting, and I'd still be tapping her on the shoulder going, do you know what the time is?
We had fabulous guests, though. And my one weakness, we had not only it's Farmers Markets Month, you can listen to it again on scoffquaff.co.uk, but also we had Erica with her spicy hot face sauce. Delish.
Cool. Anyway, enough of that nonsense and
your
rubbish show.
Tell me about your Marsh Millions talk.
Which one?
Well, didn't you do one on Friday?
I did. Well, it wasn't a Marsh Millions talk on Friday. It was the Romney Marsh Resource Centre.
Right.
It was the opening of the Romney Marsh Resource Centre.
Is that anything
in New Romney
to do with the Marsh Millions?
No.
Okay, so the complete so
we're going to be friends.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about Marsh. It's Marsh Million Week this week. Last week it was just Romney Marsh Week.
So how was your talk?
It was fine. It was a really good event, and the local MP was there to open the new extension to the resource centre. Very, very nice place there.
And his name?
Damien Collins.
Right.
And it was a good event, and all the great and the good of Kent were there, and it was very lovely.
And did you wear your Rupert Bear get up?
No.
You didn't wear your little scarf?
No.
Oh.
Do you really want to know what I wore?
Yeah.
I wore an electric blue jacket and waistcoat.
Right.
And rust coloured chinos.
And nothing underneath?
And nothing else at all.
Okay.
Yeah. String vest and flip-flops.
Flip-flops on your feet. Yeah. Well, I have noticed your friend, you must follow him, listener, at Snake Hips.
Anyway, let's
and
crack
then
on.
has been buffing his toenails.
Ignore her, listener. It's one of her fevered imaginations.
And who's the sponsor?
For today's show is Jobs in Kent, who also have taken up the sponsorship of Sammy the Starfish.
And they've also got a fleet of new cars.
They have indeed. But they are the new sponsor for Sammy the Starfish, who is the club mascot for Ancorians Football Club over there. They're the community football club over there in Medway. And Ancorians Football Club run 20-odd teams, boys, girls, special needs, all kinds of teams. They're a designated community football club for Kent County Football Association.
Is that you wing walking?
It's Biggles. Biggles has just arrived down on the marsh.
Wait, you said 20-odd teams. Sorry, yeah. Oh, is that a wasp?
I don't know what it is.
It's a big wasp.
Somebody with a tractor outside, I think.
20-odd teams. Does this mean the people playing are odd?
No, it means I don't know the exact number. It's 20-something.
Does it mean that they are sort of mixed, male and female?
They have all kinds of teams, as I just explained, if you were listening.
No, I was hanging on your every word.
No,
I was
weren't.
A little bit worried there was a bee coming in.
Yeah,
studio.
No, you were more interested in the Sopwith camel that just did a fly past.
You should be wing walking.
Yeah, anyway, so today's sponsor is Jobs in Kent, and they're also the sponsor of Sammy the Starfish, who, contrary to popular
opinion...
Used
to be a marigold glove.
Used to be a marigold glove that was blown up, but is now actually definitely a starfish. Fair play to them for that. We've had a number of tweets in. You can tweet us at Vanilla Web if you'd like a shout out. And our first tweet was in fact from Lee at Ancorians Football Club, who says he's listening in. So welcome, Lee. And also Beverly. You might know Beverly from Exquisitely B.
She's been on the Superior Show at 11 to 12.
She's been on your show too, hasn't she?
Superior Show at 11 to 12, Scoff and Quaff, hasn't she, Justin? And she does a tea, I tell you.
Vintage tea, she does.
And not only that, she dresses up like it as well. The whole shebang, you know, the hair and everything.
Mm.
But I had to. We had to go vintage for the whole show. You just have to do that when you're with Beverly.
No, it's fabulous. So Beverly has tweeted in to say it's been a crazy busy month and she's doing loads and loads of vintage teas. And well played, that lady.
I think we should have one. Vintage
tea. Yeah, it would be nice, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
And we've got a new listener as well, Janet McKenna.
Nude listener.
New.
Oh, sorry.
Don't get... You just lower the tone all the time.
It's the way you drop your D's. It's your trouble.
Listen, you're from Essex, not me.
Essex via Cairo, me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So not a nude listener.
Not a nude listener, but a new listener.
I wonder what she's wearing.
Janet...
Or not.
Janet McKenna, who is known on the Twitter as Janet Deli Cakes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
D-E-L-I. Janet Deli Cakes. So thank you for listening in. And also, Clarky over at Stopwatch Management.
Oh,
hello, mate. Yeah. Yeah. A video. He said, video on the radio? Are you sure? Yeah, of course we are. It's happening today. So welcome to Paul Clark of Stopwatch Management. And also, we've had a tweet from Swanstaff, who... recruitment agency over there in Swanley, and they say we are listening to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio.
Swanning around.
So welcome to you guys. I think Jules, you can do an email now. Oh no! I tell you what, I want to read this.
Waving your digits at me.
I'm pointing at you.
Yeah,
I want to read this because not only are they a new listener, but I could blag myself something here because they're next door to me where I live, and this is St Michael's Butchery.
Okay.
And they're known on the Twitter as Kent Butcher Boy. and they say, hi Vanilla Web, listen to the Business Bunker. Please can you support your independent butchers? We care about our customers and supply only the best at competitive prices. Please support your local butchers.
If only you breathe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would agree with that because I have a lovely butcher's Sermons in Tankerton and I do support them. And the flavour of the meat and you can get advice when you're buying your beef or your side of... What do you want from them? The little pork... Well, brisket's rather nice in a slow cooker. Brisket's
right.
Very good in a recession.
Right.
Nice bit of slow brisket, that's what you want.
Right.
I'll come round.
Right. Have we done that now?
What, brisket?
Have you talked about the entire stock of the St Michael's Butcher's Shop?
And does he stock English bacon? Not Danish.
Enough. Anyway, I'm getting annoyed by whoever's flying around outside. I'm going to go and shut the door in a minute. Why don't you read an email?
I will, if you don't interrupt me yet again. As Paul Andrews flounces out, I'll read an email. Okay, so up to £200 per person off Italian holidays from Lyd this June. That's probably the flight you see going by, Italian holidays. And it's to mark the launch on June the 1st of this new departure service from Kent Lyd's Airport to Verona and Napoli. Newmark Holidays is offering special discounts and offers on selected holidays throughout June, including a 7-night late bed and breakfast offer at Lake Garda. for £349 and £200 per person of a seven-night, half-board Italian adventure in Portofino, in Florence, Florencia, and Tuscany. Oh, these sound lovely. Breaks include return flights, transfers, and accommodation. And to take advantage of these and other special late offers, chamber members should visit www.newmarketholidays.co.uk, and there is a phone number which is 0843 316 1129. So that's fabulous holidays to Italy, £200 a person from Lyd this June. If cool. Lyd's working, why can't Manston?
Different place.
I'm going to start ranting.
Don't even go there.
Well, I'm very upset about Manston.
Lyd is about to expand enormously as well.
They're taking the lid off.
Ha 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 ha! Very funny. We just had a tweet from Tracy Randall, who has claimed that she is in fact listening in the nude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm getting a lovely picture.
Yeah.
Come back, Paul.
Are you just ruining the rest of the show for me, Tracy? I can't concentrate now.
Tracy, he's wearing a brisket, by the way. His new wardrobe. Brisket instead of a waistcoat.
I'll have you know that Tracy
Worked
Randall...
Worked for Lady Gaga, didn't it?
Tracy Randall is my image consultant.
Yes.
And she is my personal dresser.
Yes.
So there you go. But she's naked at the moment, apparently.
Poor Steve sitting there politely. Steve in the middle.
Yeah.
He hadn't even got his coffee in front of him.
Never mind.
You can't get the story.
I want to tell you about this. Alan Noakes sent me this. It's the Sandwich 10K run at the Freedom Leisure Centre in Sandwich on the 22nd of June at 10:30 a.m. It's £13 if you're affiliated, or £15 if you're unaffiliated in advance. It's slightly more if you pay on the day. And it's in aid of charity, and you can go online and book your tickets or your attendance at www.nice-work.org.uk. That's nice-work.org.uk. Or you can give them a call on 01304 614 947. That's Freedom Leisure, and that's the Sandwich 10K run at the Freedom Leisure Centre on the 22nd of June 2014.
Jules. A new way of networking, Paul Andrews, has arrived in Canterbury, and it's Thursday, the 5th of June, so day after Manana.
Uh-huh.
It's 7 a.m. and it's at the splendid Best Western Abbotts Barton Hotel. They're getting a spa there, you know.
Yes, I do.
I'm first in line for everything that's going on there. This is the ABC network, and it's one of the fastest growing networks in Kent, with an average of 40 to 50 business owners at each meeting. No joining fee, and you just pay £14 for the cost of the meeting, and this includes a breakfast. You can book at www.abcnetworks.co.uk, or you can go on to an email, which is events@castlewoodhotels.com. Paul Andrews.
Cool. I had an email from Mike Cherry, who's the National Policy Chairman at the Federation of Small Business. And he's telling us about a groundbreaking new online tool called Business Banking Insight, BBI. It's now live to help inform your banking decisions and help you understand the products and services on offer. To try the new tool, you can go to the website, which is www.businessbankinginsight.co.uk. That's businessbankinginsight.co.uk. As always on the Business Bunker Show, everything you hear on the show today, we will put a link to it on the Business Kent Business Radio website. So you don't need to write these down. You can find them out later. We will put them on the Business Bunker website for you to follow up. But it is businessbankinginsight.co.uk. The tool gives you and the UK's sole traders, micro, small and medium businesses, information that has never been available before. The website takes a look at customer satisfaction for more than 70 UK banks in the area of transparency and fairness, services, charges and fees, responsiveness, and also how they keep their businesses informed. BBI was commissioned by the Chancellor of the Exchequer and is driven by the Federation of Small Business and the British Chambers of Commerce, which has been independently undertaken by research company ICM. The research will be repeated every 6 months and communicated via the website. What a fabulous resource.
It is.
That is an absolutely fabulous resource brought to you by the FSB and the British Chambers of Commerce. That's the businessbankinginsight.co.uk website for checking on how your bank is doing.
Did you say bought or brought to you then? I'm a bit concerned.
Brought to you.
Okay, that's fine. Just checking.
You're checking up on my English now.
Just checking. We have standards, you know, Paul Andrews.
It's like, whenever I post anything on Facebook, one of my followers sends me a note She's an English teacher called Christina, and she sends me a note every time saying, you didn't use a comma properly there. It's social media. You don't use spelling and grammar on social media.
You can't, can you? And I
it
find
doesn't
it difficult.
Fit. Hmm.
I was reading the Evening Standard last evening, which is...
Somebody was reading it to you, weren't
they? It was being taken out. I sat on his lap. It was Rolf Harris. He, it's been taken over by Russians, you know, the Evening Standard.
That was ages ago, Lebanon.
Yeah, but in my opinion, it's really, really gone downhill. I used to really enjoy the Evening Standard.
Lebanov.
It's a chap that
owns it.
Well, tell him, it's not a read now. It's become like a magazine. They ramble on about the same thing each day. But they were writing about something, and they used there. They actually wrote there as in T-H-E-I-R. Instead of T-H-E-R. And that's in the Evening Standard. I was horrified.
Yeah, but the Guardian made a living out of that, didn't it? Misspelling words.
Well, I blame the Russians.
Do you know what?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
We've got something obscure.
I've got something... No, it's not obscure. It's relevant. It's just you'd never get it.
Oh, wouldn't I?
No, apart from the fact I told you what it was earlier.
I can't remember that. I thought it was the 3rd of May, Paul.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, it's you on a lute.
No, it's not me on a lute. It's Scouting for Girls, isn't
it? Oh, I love that, yeah.
Millionaire.
From when you used...
The best things in life...
That's good. Is that from when you used to be a Boy Scout?
Exactly.
Marsh Million.
Yeah.
I like it.
All that I need is you. It is you. A walk in the park, a kiss in the dark, the way she looks back every time that we part. All that I need is you. It is you. We could be broke, but I couldn't care. 'Cause I got it all when you were standing there. You made me feel like I'm a millionaire. The moment I set my eyes on you, girl, I'm like the richest guy in the world. You made me feel like I'm a millionaire. Maybe I'm biased, but you're just the finest girl that I've met. I think you're priceless. All that I need is you. It is you, it is you, darling. I'm not gonna lie, the money be nice, 'cause I could take you out every night. I'd spend it all. Be alright, as long as you're there by my side, 'cause you make me feel like a millionaire.
With the Business Bunker. Welcome back to the Business Bunker radio show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 3rd of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
A cheery tune, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Scouting for Girls, a Millionaire. Get it, get it, get it. We're going to talk to our first guests on the show today. It's a massive privilege and pleasure to welcome onto the show Mr. Steve Cross of Kent County Council.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Steve. And the lovely Alison Palmer of the Federation of Small Business.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We're going to talk to both of you about a number of things, but of course the big thing that we're talking about here really today is the Marsh Million.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we'll start with Steve. Give us a bit of background into exactly what your role is at KCC, Steve, and then tell us a bit about the Marsh Million and what's specifically happening this week.
Well, sure. I work with the Kent County Council with project managing, well, not project managing, but helping to project manage the Marsh Million funding. Mm. This was £1 million, which we are trying to invest into small businesses within the Marsh area. Mm. And what we're trying to do is to attract as many small businesses as we can to promote the growth of the economy within the Marsh area.
Sure. I mean, from my understanding of what it's about, there's a lot of initiatives that the government and KCC have in terms of encouraging business sure. across the county. You know, we have the East Kent Development Fund and the Tiger Fund and all those kind of funds. One of the unique things about the Marsh Million, as I understand it, is it does enable loans to much smaller businesses because they're kind of almost micro loans, which Absolutely. Is something that this area desperately needs.
Absolutely. We have loans ranging from a minimum of £2,500. Mm. Anything up to £10,000.
Cool.
The idea being is that being as though they're small loans, they're easy to repay, they have good repayment periods, and big bonus, they are interest free.
Absolutely. because one of the things about the businesses out here in this area of South Kent is there are lots and lots of very small and micro businesses. And they don't need to borrow £500,000. They just need a few £1,000 to help them move forward. So it's a fabulous initiative. And it's been going a while, but we've got this kind of big program going on this week. So tell us a little bit about what's happening this week and what's been happening today and stuff like that.
Okay, let me join in there if you don't mind.
Hi, Alison.
Steve, hi there. So I'm from the Federation of Small Businesses. And we've teamed
Alison
up.
Now
hello. We've teamed up with Kent County Council because we love to, that's our job, our whole reason of being is supporting the small businesses across the country, but we've teamed up with Kent County Council to help raise awareness of the Marsh Million Business Loan Scheme and just pull together loads of advice and information and support that is available, put it all in one spot and invite people to turn up to drop in and get lots of free information. It's running just down the road at New Romney
right.
all this week. We've got 12 drop-in sessions. You can take a look online. I know that you'll share the link later
yes,
on.
Yes, I will. Yeah,
Thank
I'll put
so
the link
much.
Up on the radio station website. Do you know where it is? Where's the physical place?
Yeah,
the dropping
it's
center?
At the MAC. It's at the new Romney Marsh Academy, which is
yes,
officially
yeah.
opened last night. A brand spanking new building. It's beautiful. So we've got a couple of rooms there, some lovely staff, lots of refreshments going on. And you can turn up, hear any of the guest speakers that you fancy, get information about writing business plans, about getting business loans, talk to a bank. We've got NatWest have joined in. They're telling us how you can go to banks, you can go to Kent County Council. There's so much choice out there, but what we're keen to do is pull it all into one place, save people the time of trawling through all the websites, and say, look, there's loads of information. Try and come and get it. If you can, come down a morning session or a lunchtime session. Everyone's welcome, small business owners across Kent. And we've had two sessions this morning. Somebody came from North Kent. He'd heard about it, drove across the country,
right.
across the county to join us for one of the sessions, which is brilliant.
Cool. No, it's brilliant.
Equally
yeah.
open to all of the Marsh businesses as well.
Absolutely. Because I just want to make a point on something you said there, because I happen to notice. A lot of businesses have been very fed up with banks. In fact, it's probably true to say that everybody in the entire world has been fed up with banks just recently.
For a while now, yeah.
But for small businesses especially, it's been quite difficult to borrow from banks. So we've, you know, that's why these kind of initiatives have come to the fore.
Well, you mentioned Mike Cherry from he's kind of my chief executive, if you like. So he's very senior within the FSB, and we've been working behind the scenes with the Chambers of Commerce, talking directly to George Osborne. He knows us very well now. We knock on the door and he listens. Mm. And because we represent nearly 200,000 small businesses in the UK.
Yeah.
The FSB's we've got a really big voice for small businesses.
Yeah.
So with this, the business banking insight that you mentioned, that's exactly it, where we're getting all of that evidence and research and we're taking it back to the Chancellor and back to the big banks and saying, this is what it's like out there for the banks, out there for the businesses. What are we going to do about it, and how can we make it better?
Hmm.
So equally, with the Marsh Million Business Week this week, we're saying there's lots of availability. Try and find out what is it that would suit you. It might be the Marsh Million Business Loan Scheme that Kent County Council run. It might be a small loan from NatWest, but there is the choice available. So
absolutely. And it's really interesting because the banks actually will loan without any hassle at all if you've actually already been accepted on something like the Marsh Million Scheme and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Because a lot of the schemes are match funded as well. What people don't realise is that match funding normally comes from banks who says, well, if KCC are going to put money in, so will we.
Exactly, yes. It's definitely a partnership there. So if the banks say yes, then the Marsh Million may well say yes.
Exactly.
And as you're doing all of that, you're filling in lots of paperwork, but you're shaping your business. You're learning how to write a really good, strong growth plan. So it's not just now how can you survive the next 6 months, it's how can you take your business on another step.
Absolutely.
So in all that paperwork, you're actually getting your next strategy going. You might be employing more members of staff. You could be getting a new business venue or new equipment or machinery. So in that process of just getting the loan, you're actually really expanding and growing your business.
Absolutely. Funny enough, a couple of months ago, we had a young lady whose name escapes me at the moment, who ran a company called Monk's Clothing.
Oh, yes.
Who had received funding from, I think, the Tiger Fund.
Yeah.
And that was exactly one of the points she was making, that at first, when she thought about applying for it, she thought, oh, blimey, this is a lot of paperwork. But the actual act of going through the application process, she eventually found an incredibly useful business exercise, because it made her really sit and think about what her business was and to actually come up with a proper business plan and a proper strategy. Definitely. So, in fact, it wasn't onerous as she thought it was up front. Mm. It was actually a benefit to do that.
No, absolutely. And that's something that we're letting people know about this week, that there's lots of support and advice available, and you don't have to go it alone. You don't need to sit on your own thinking, I can't do a business plan, I've never done one in my life. There's experts who will offer that free advice and support for you.
Absolutely.
Whether you're going for the Marsh Million Business Loan or whether you're just thinking about a different sort of scheme, there's these people who, they're trained business coaches, and that's exactly what they're there for.
And I tell me if I'm right here as well, Steve, I do understand, I do believe that there's a process where you can actually kind of, you can say, look, do you think I'm likely to qualify before you actually even start the process? So people will go, well, it's worth having a go. So you don't actually waste loads of time and then they go, sorry, you don't qualify or whatever.
That's absolutely right. We've formed very, very strong relationships with local business hubs and business advisors who know about us. And taking your point about the banks, we've worked really hard to make really good relationships with the high street lenders.
Yep.
And they know us now to the point that you're spot on, in as much that if we're willing to put money in, then so are the banks. So I think the an old sort of vision of the council being a bunch of old stuffies, we're actually getting out there and doing as much as we possibly can to encourage business growth within the area.
Absolutely. I mean, Kent especially, I don't know if you know, I'm a bit of a wonk about this, but there are 61,500 small businesses in Kent. It is one of the most vibrant counties for small business in the United Kingdom. Since the breakup of Yorkshire into two counties, Kent is actually the biggest county in the country as well. That's a non-metropolitan area. 1.7 million population, 61,500 small businesses and growing. And the rate of a startup of new businesses is high, but one of the really encouraging things is the rate of failure is dropping. Yeah. So the failure rate of small businesses is coming down and down and down as the rate of startups is going up, which is a fabulous thing. And a lot of that is because of the support, the funds and all these things available from both KCC, the government, and the various business support organisations such as the Federation of Small Business.
That's right. We pride ourselves now in as much that when just by getting the loan doesn't actually mean to say the end of the road. We take an active interest. Not that we want to be nosy, we don't want to pry, but what we want to do is to enable the business that now you've got the loan to do what you need to do. What we now need to do is to make sure that you drive forward, grow and expand as best as you can.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, guys, looking at these workshops, which are really, really interesting, they go on all of this week, will you be repeating some of these later on in the year?
It's sort of a not a trial run, but yes, certainly. We're really keen to get out there and see businesses face to face and find out what kind of information and advice they do need. Mm. You're right, Jules. We've got some great topics. We've got social media with Zoe Cairns. I know she's a
She runs a show on the Channel Radio.
Exactly, he's a great friend of ours. We've got advice about how coaching helps your business. So yes, these kind of topics we do want to run more, depending on the demand. So it may be that some topics are more popular than others. One interesting one that's coming up that we're running some sessions on is the auto enrolment of pensions.
Oh. Yeah, that's one of those things that every business person in the world goes, oh no. But you know, you've got to do it, guys.
There's a law, and if you don't do it, you'll get a fine. You might go to prison. So actually, we need to know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
So we'll be running workshops and sessions on that, and giving some free advice on that. But also the nicer side of things, how coaching can help your business, the social media side, and taking your business up another level. The guys who came from North Kent were saying, they've been going for a couple of years and it's all right. They're ticking along. They're doing brilliantly. You know, you've got your own business. You're employing yourself. You're bringing in your own income. Fantastic. But now what is the next steps? And so that's an interesting part as well. What is it that we need? Is it just the loans, or is it more of sort of bespoke advice? So we're certainly up for doing much more topics like this.
Absolutely. And it is a bit, just talking in terms of business in general, you're absolutely right, Alison. As the more regulations come down the pike, people can get a bit frightened by regulations and stuff like that. There's not actually a lot to be frightened about, but you know what it's like. People go, "Ooh, I don't understand. I don't know what it means." And, you know, all these threats are bandied about what happens if you don't do it properly. So sometimes it puts people off. So one of the beauties of organisations like the FSB is they are there to help.
Exactly.
It's part of your membership.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of the membership's benefits, if you like. So you sign up as a member and you know that you've got a legal helpline, which you can ring as many times as you need to. It sounds batty, but if you get in a legal or got a question or a difficult situation, you can phone our helpline 24 hours a day, and they will help you through your case or your issue. We've got templates, so if you're going to recruit a new member of staff, you've never done it before, you've got to get the contract right, you can download a free template. We've got tax advice, we've got, you know, the backup is all there, so it's almost like you have got a department of HR teams and experts behind you, even though you might be a sole trader or a limited company.
I got a funny story about that.
Here we go. What have I said?
Well, it's not really funny. It just makes me look a right dork.
It's probably one that you think's funny, but
no. Well,
I've got
like 30 people that work for me now. Okay, and we just hired 5 new people, and we gave out the new contracts of employment, and one of them actually came back to me and they said, "Oh, I notice in here you've got a fair internet usage policy." And they said, "Oh, can we read it?"
Is it somewhere?
I said to everyone got a copy, and everyone looked at each other and never seen it. We couldn't find a copy of it anyway.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's the kind of, you know, the basic information that we've probably got, a kind of a template somewhere that you can adjust and adapt to your business. Put jobs in Kent, cross out FSB.
Yeah, exactly. I stole it from the internet somewhere, and I haven't even got a copy of it.
Well, that's the kind of business resources that you have as an FSB member that you can draw on as and when you need to. And I'm here as I'm called the development manager, so I'm here to support all the businesses in Kent and see what it is that the members want to do, whether that is a monthly networking meeting as Sarah Poole runs in North Kent, or whether that's different one-off events like this, whether it's turning up to the Kent 2020 show and talking to new people about what we do and how we can support them. Things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting to hear about the kind of work of organisations like the FSB, and it is funny because you say, you know, we've got a legal helpline, and that kind of goes over people's head.
You don't need it. It's like an insurance policy. You won't need it until suddenly you're in a bit of a pickle about something, and you've made a mistake somewhere, and you need a bit of help and advice. That's when hopefully you'll remember and you'll dig out the phone number. But that could save you hundreds of pounds,
absolutely,
in solicitors' fees and letter writing.
It's a standard membership. You don't have to pay extra for it.
You don't have to pay any extra.
Yeah,
not at all. So it's a real benefit, and that's one of our top favourite benefits. Actually, is the legal services. People say it's tried and tested. It works.
Yeah.
They've had amazing support and saved a lot of money for small businesses through it as well.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's not the only reason to join the FSB, obviously.
We're
but
just
it's
lovely
one,
people.
Just really nice and lovely and gorgeous and all warm and squishy.
No, we do lots of lobbying work. So actually, you talked about the Business Banking Insights. Now, we've got full-time members of staff in Westminster, Blackpool, Cardiff, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and they work full-time on all the behind-the-scenes stuff, the legislation and the policy work that the government implements that affects all these small businesses day-to-day. So the auto-enrolment of pensions, I suppose, is an example, but whether that's parking down the high street, that kind of lobbying work we can do on that, whether it's energy bills. We've been working very hard, our Westminster team, on that whole energy situation, the business banking, the employment allowance, which now you can claim back that £2,000.
Yeah.
That was because of FSB knocking on the door and George Osborne saying to George Osborne, this is not right, doesn't help us, you're hindering business growth. That's from FSB lobbying that's got that £2,000 for all the small businesses. Don't forget to claim it. Right. You won't get it if you don't tick the right box. So it's that kind of behind-the-scenes lobbying work, which is what we're here for. We've been campaigning for 40 years for small
absolutely
businesses.
Yeah. And that is one of the many strengths of the FSB, but it is something that they do a lot of, which is lobbying government and making sure that very small businesses are heard with the powers that be.
Exactly, and we know it's working because we had Prime Minister David Cameron at our conference in January. George Osborne turned up for lunch, for networking. That was in Westminster.
He'll turn up anywhere for a lunch.
Well, you don't often get the two
free
in
lunch.
The same place, so he did pretty well for that.
I hope he put it on his... No, go on.
We bought that sandwich.
Yeah.
And we had Ed Miliband speaking at our conference in Manchester. George Osborne turned up then as well, actually.
I told you, didn't I?
Once he heard Ed was there, he's like, well, I better turn up as well. But it's a good example that our lobbying work is working right at the top level. So even if you've got one employee or four members, you're in New Romney, you feel like you're miles away from Westminster, the FSB's actually got that voice representing exactly those kind of small micro businesses around the Marsh area, around across Kent, North Kent, South Kent. That's what the FSB does. We are your voice to stick it up to stick it. I have to pick my words carefully.
Is what you were going to say.
Stick it to the government in the best possible way.
Yeah. And I notice, Alison, that you've got this Ready Steady Export, which is on Friday the 6th of June with Richard Bond, UKTI. Tell us just quickly about that.
That's right. So we feel this part of the world as well. We should be, if we've got the products and your business is someone like Romney Marsh Wools, for instance, could be a good one. Is talking about how you can export and how UKTI are there to make it easier for you and to clarify it so that you don't think, oh, I'm not going to try that route because what about the tax implications, the language barriers, the customs? So this talk will be saying there's steps and, again, there's support and advice and help and templates to make it easier for you.
Absolutely. I can give some feedback on that. About 6 months ago, I spoke at an event with the UKTI and I was incredibly impressed with what
they
offer.
They're a brainy bunch, aren't
they?
They
are
really
very,
good.
Very, very knowledgeable and they are very approachable and they are really worth talking to. If you even remotely think you'd like to think about one day paddling across this little bit of water here and rocking up in France and selling something.
And it might be that you're not ready immediately, but you might be ready in 6 months, 9 months, a year down the line. So this is the kind of information that could get you on the right track.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things about talking to the guys from UKTI is sometimes you actually are ready and you don't even know it. You are ready to do it and, you know, they will tell you how easy it is or how much they can help. And you suddenly think, blimey, I could do that.
And making you aware of how much it can help you when, if you're a seasonal business, well, what can you do when the season's ending? Well, how about what can you export?
Yeah.
Because that'll keep you going 12 months of the year instead of perhaps just the 6 or 9 months.
So. Absolutely. Cool.
There's also, thinking of food businesses, there's somebody that came on our show, I think it was Cheesemakers of Canterbury, Jane Bowell, Boyer, sorry. And she was exporting cheese to France.
Fantastic.
And there's also a snail lady, Helen, that came on the Scoff and Quaff show, and she is edible snails going across to France.
There you go. It's
absolutely
possible.
Yeah, and I'm going to...
Quelle surprise.
Yeah, I'm going to start selling them frogs. Oh, no, I'm not.
You made me a bit jumpy.
Oh, dear.
I've got a little tweet coming in for you, Alison and Steve, and it's from Go Vicinity, the lovely Rob Parker, and he says that we're a member of the FSB.
Oh, hello, lovely. Oh,
and
great.
And in Canterbury,
fantastic.
Rob Parker, yes. Listening.
Cool. Great to hear from you. Hi, Rob.
And he took on an apprentice, probably because of your help.
Excellent. Glad to hear it.
Look, guys, we could talk about this forever, but we're kind of running out of time now. So we'll get you back on at a later date, and we'll go over some more of this on another time. But for the moment, Steve Cross of Kent County Council and Alison Palmer of Federation of Small Business, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Punk Show.
And thank you very much for having us.
Cool.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Cool. You can find out more about both the Marsh Million and all the other loan schemes that Kent County Council are involved in by looking on the Kent Business Radio website. We have got links to the KCC business loan website, which tells you about all of these schemes, what's involved, how much you can borrow, what it takes to do it, and all that kind of stuff. So it's all linked on the Kent Business Radio website. There's also a link to the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway. Do have a look at there. We've actually got some emails from them later about some of the events that they're running around the county, which we're going to read out. Do go along to one of the events. That's, you know, if you're not a member of the FSB, go along to the events, meet some of the other members, find out what it's about, and do get involved, because they're a fabulous organisation, and it really is worth your while getting involved. I've been a member since Noah was a boy, and...
Noah was a whale. Yeah, was that Jonah?
Yeah, it wasn't even raining when I joined. Yeah. So it is worth going along to one of their events and finding out more about what the FSB do, because they are really, really supportive of small and micro businesses. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us.
Your wardrobe organiser, Trace Randall, has just...
Has she dressed yet?
She's probably not. No, probably not. But she's asking Alison and Steve, how long do you need to be in business to get funding, and what sort of funding is available? I think we covered the funding and available, but how long do you have to be in business? Have been in business.
You can be a complete startup,
right?
So you have an idea of what you want to do this week. Next week, come and give us a call.
Excellent, thank you. There you are, Trace. That answers your question. And we've had a tweet from Ashford Lions Club. Hello, guys, and they say Ashford.
Hold on. You're reading from the top of the list.
No, I'm reading from Jules Serkin.
You're reading the top of the list.
My own.
She does this every week.
My own private Twitter account here. Jules Serkin, Ashford Lions Club is looking for new members. Please join us at the next meeting, which is on the 16th of June at 7 p.m. at the press room. Where is the press room?
I don't know. I do know, but I'm not telling you. It's on your private Twitter.
You're being curmudgeonly.
You figure
curmudgeonly.
It out.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll tweet me.
I know where it is. The press room's in Ashford.
Where the Marigold gloves are kept.
No. Nowhere near Marigold gloves.
And Stopwatch Hospitality have sent us a picture of naked listeners that they found. And they're asking if it's me and Trace Randall. Well, I'm here and I'm fully clothed. So.
No, she's not. She's wearing a string vest and bikini bottoms.
She's got bare feet, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I always have bare feet. Can't afford shoes.
Oh, no.
Also, Kent Sevenoaks at Be Fast Friends. The lovely Samuel.
You guess what they've done to me?
Well, what have they done?
They've wrote me, at my age, they've wrote me into playing football next Wednesday.
You're going to have a hernia, aren't you?
Yeah. It's not good, is it?
I hope they've got lifesavers and that on.
That's what I said. I hope you've got good insurance.
Luckily, you've buffed your toenails. I saw the picture of it. Oh, that was that at Snake Hips, your alter ego?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And they say L. Delaney Soccer. So that must be their other little tweet thing. Who is this person? Football choreographer for global campaigns. Mike Delaney.
Delaney is the man that organised. I don't know if you've seen the Pepsi adverts that have Lionel
Messi. The
one
where the man strips.
No, listen.
Goes up in the lift.
Try listening.
I remember that one.
Try listening.
Carry on.
Yeah, let me educate you.
Come on.
You know the Pepsi ads where you have people like Ronaldo and Messi playing football in a Pepsi ad?
Yeah.
This chap does the choreography for those adverts.
Does he?
Yes.
Does he do the choreography for the man that strips off and goes up
in
the lift?
No, but he is in my football team next Wednesday.
Is he?
Yes, is what I'm trying to tell you, but you weren't listening.
What time?
No, I'm not telling you now.
No, I'm coming.
No, because you talked over me. I'm not telling you
any
more about
it. I'm going to come over
and
watch you.
It's in Sevenoaks at the Sevenoaks Leisure Centre at 6 p.m. next Wednesday.
I think I've got one of those rattles.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you would, on the end of your tail.
Oh, that's horrid. That's very bitchy. And talking of snakes, Venomtech are listening in. Hello to them. And they said that the...
Hello, Venomtech.
Yeah, they had help from you guys, Steve, and personally, I'm sure, to move to Discovery Park.
Discovery Park, yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah, cool. We've also had a tweet, changing the subject completely, from Burger Brothers.
Well, Snake Burger.
No, they haven't mentioned a snake burger at all. They said, hi, Vanilla Web.
Nothing about me, then.
No, they didn't mention you at all. We were told that you would plug us if we tweeted you. Indeed, I will. And basically, they have a southern barbecue that's happening on July the 4th.
We mentioned this on the Superior Show earlier.
Well, there you go. And that's taking place in Dover. You can find out about it by following them on the Twitter at Burger Bros. @BurgerBros_UK. BurgerBros, B-R-O-S, _UK, and find out more about their Southern Barbecue in Dover. There is a Facebook page, but of course it's one of those huge URLs. I will put a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website. But
do
follow them on the Twitter and find out more about it.
And the fabulous Stuart Carpenter at Carpenter Biz. He is brilliant on LinkedIn, guys. If you need someone to do a LinkedIn presentation, I run the Kent Business Tweet Up, which is all around Canterbury, Whitstable, Ashford and Faversham.
Cool.
It's a free networking, and he came and did a LinkedIn chat, and it was fabulous.
Right.
Everybody was most impressed.
We're going to have to rush through this because I've got 157 more tweets and a load more emails, and we've got another guest to talk to. But very quickly, we've had a tweet from the Whitstable Stove Shop who says we're listening into the Business Bunker Show.
Hello.
And thoroughly enjoying it. And Liz White has tweeted from Maidstone Magazine, and that's maidstone-magazine.co.uk, who says our interview with some bloke called Paul Andrews is now up live on the magazine website.
She's lovely. I send my food columns to her. She's very nice.
So if you want, Maidstone Magazine is a good read for all the things in it, and if you get really bored, there's an interview with me in there as well, but you don't need to read that.
Have they got the video of you and me on? They should have that on their website, shouldn't they? That'd be good.
You've been speaking to Lucy about that.
Yeah. Also, KBA Coach, Kent Business, what will that be? Is that one of your
bunch? That's Bill Fox, isn't it?
Oh, that's the lovely Foxy, yes. Our business is helping you and your business to improve and grow. So I shall follow him while we speak. Got a little email here while Mr. Andrews peruses his Twitter fans. There's a business community breakfast, save more, spend less, they say. And the speaker at the next business community breakfast on the 12th of June is Tim Levy of Reeves & Co. Accountants, and his subject is waste in the service industry, and the majority of us are in this category. And he says, I wonder whether we have ever considered this important aspect of whether we pay lip service to it, or whether we pay lip service to it, sorry. Tim is an excellent and entertaining speaker, and so the breakfast is held at Gillingham Golf Club on the second Thursday of each month, commencing at 7:30 a.m. And people can leave by 9 a.m. if they wish, when the main part of the programme finishes. Now, you can also have your... There's a full English breakfast or a vegetarian, most important. And you can also put your adverts on a screen, and you need to send them to the fabulous Alex Waterton. That's alex@f-keys.co.uk. Send them before you go to the breakfast. And you need to go on to www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk, and it's £10. And that's from the fabulous Ken Wheeler.
We've had loads of tweets for Alison and Steve about various things. I'll just try and run through a few of them. Don Baker has said, great to hear Alison from the FSB and Steve from Kent County Council on the Business Bunker Show. Promoting coaching alongside the financial assistance, very important. Thank you for that, Don. Tracy has quantified her tweet of earlier. She said, when she said, how long do you need to be in business? What she's trying to find out is, can you have been in business a long time and still apply? You don't have to be a startup.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
So you could have been 100 years old and still going.
One of our guys is actually set up in 1868.
Yeah.
So
still going.
Yeah. And still going.
You'd have thought he'd have retired by now, really, wouldn't you? Life's hard these days.
The thing is, with an established business, even, you can plod along, can't you? But things change all the time. Social media, LinkedIn, it's always changing. Yes. Videos. Yes. You know, you've just got to keep on your toes all the time.
Absolutely.
So I would agree with that. Kent Business Tweet Up, that's www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. It's at the Miller's Arms tomorrow, that's manana, with the lovely Arga Gordon, and there's a new website there, and we've handed over to the new blood on that, so I can take a sabbatical, so check it out.
I've had a tweet from Whitstable Stove Shop, which I don't really understand. It says, hi, hopefully you'll be calling Paul Messenger, who's just tried to phone in. But he hasn't tried to phone here because the phone hasn't gone off.
Well, I might not have seen the light.
Have you got the light covered up?
I haven't seen the light.
If he did try and phone in, Mark, and he wants to still phone in, tell him to call us on 01303 874 998, and I'll try and get Jules to uncover the light so I can see it go off when he rings.
No, it's not covered, but I generally look at it now and then, but I've been looking at the same
tweets. You can't miss it. If it isn't covered up, we can't miss it because it goes off like the TARDIS going off. So I did get him to call us again on 01303874998 if he'd like to call in.
We really need to tweet us up here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're invited to join us for a drink after work, and this is from Leslie Bennett, who's the Kent branch manager of the IOD, and they're in Newton House in Kent Science Park. I'm going to give you the website, www.iod.com/Kent, and this is also Manana, Wednesday 4th of June, 5:30 p.m, and it's at the Summer Pub Hub at the Windmill at Hollingbourne. But go onto that website, and I'm sure there's lots and lots there. So thank you from Leslie Bennett.
Cool. HMRC are going to allow taxpayers to file their VAT returns by phone. A forthcoming change to VAT rules means business owners will be able to file VAT returns by telephone, providing they can prove that it's not reasonably practical to file their returns online due to their age, disability or remoteness of location, i.e. you haven't got broadband access. If for any reason it's not reasonably practicable for business owners to file VAT returns online, then they can file or by telephone, then they can also file by a paper return. Or how 20th century is that? Prior to the change, which follows a consultation in filling out VAT returns, all returns needed to be filed online unless the taxpayer is exempt due to insolvency or religion.
Religion?
What kind of religion prevents you? Well, don't touch the internet. I'm religious.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know my new husband.
Well, let me just finish.
Well, all right. Then.
Anthony Thomas, chairman of the Low Incomes Tax Reform Group.
Some water.
The LITRG said this is a good outcome to an open consultation, and we are pleased that HMRC have listened to those who responded. So, if you have special circumstances and you can't file online, the HMRC will now allow you, with permission, to file by phone. Will you stop banging around over there with your silly special effects department?
Yeah, I'm sure Justin's going to take me on as his special effects person, aren't you, Justin?
Yeah.
I was thinking of something to say there. Stuart Carpenter says thank you for the shout-out about his LinkedIn, and he will, no doubt, you'll contact him. I was going to say something else.
I don't know. I don't want to hear, because we're running out of time, and I want to get our next guest on. And before we do that, I need to play a bit of music, and then we will come to our next guest.
Oh, video killed the radio star. That is good, Paul Andrews.
Do you think that's clever?
You've been up all night thinking about it.
It took me hours and hours and hours to
especially
think of
for Justin.
Yeah, just for Justin.
Is he a Buggles?
He is a Buggles.
Buggles.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
The Buggles there. Radio killed the video, killed the radio. Radio killed something. TV, something. Radio.
You've got those snake's teeth in again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Snake hips, yeah. Snake teeth.
Video killed the radio star.
The Buggles.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest to the Business Bunker show, Mr. Justin Dean of Creative Motion. Justin, how
Hello,
are you?
Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining
looking
us.
Lovely
Hello,
as usual.
Darling. Yes, thank you so
much. Don't schmooze her. Don't start schmoozing her, Justin.
I can't help it.
He's been wheatgrassing. Look how healthy he looks.
Yeah.
Getting there,
just before we start talking to Justin, we've had a chap called Paul Messenger who's been trying to call in, and apparently now our telephone's going straight to voicemail. I've no idea why it's doing that. I've just picked it up and it shouldn't be. He has left a number for us to call him back. If we get time, I will do that, but we are fast running out of time, so we might not get round to it this week, but we will set that up for next week. Anyway, Justin, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker
show. You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about Justin and about Creative Motion, and then we will discuss the whole phenomena of video.
Yeah, okay. Well, everybody knows Creative Motion is a video production company producing original video content, motion graphics and digital media online, basically.
Right.
You know, across different platforms, websites, you know, you name it, basically we do it.
Cool. What I want to talk to you about this afternoon, Justin, is there's a lot of talk about websites and YouTube channels, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. What I want you to kind of cover, if you don't mind, is where video fits into the overall marketing scheme of things, you know. So we have a small business. How do we go about using video to help in our marketing efforts and to put our point across?
Well, I think the main reason is nowadays everything's visual.
Mm.
Everything is visual. So if you know, the way that people buy stuff nowadays has totally changed, and it's because of video. Mm. And it's because of video, and you know, it's. Where am I going with this?
I know what you mean. Because things are visual and it's easy. It's like
it's a revolution. What
the interesting thing is, just for those of you that use it, it's like Facebook. Facebook's been a bit of a pain at the moment with actually getting anything out because they've changed the algorithms of how they put things out. So, you know, you get your news that's a week old and all kinds of stuff. But the one thing that works on Facebook that gets more views than anything else is anything visual.
Yeah.
So if you put a photograph or a video up, it'll go viral.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Twitter to a certain extent. Lots of JPEGs. People love a picture.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it does work. It does get people to open things if there's a decent picture attached.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the explosion with video has really got to do with all the new technology, faster broadband speeds, and obviously Chris from Connect IT, will agree with that. You know, faster broadband speeds now make it possible for your video to not buffer anymore. It's kind of like so much
easier. It works, yeah.
Yeah, and the technology as well, you know, with codecs and stuff like that you use to compress videos, you can make video files so much smaller than what you used to, which makes file sizes smaller, which means people, I don't know, in Wales or somewhere like that where they've got no... hardly any internet speeds at all.
Yeah, it's all the data is delivered by sheep, isn't it? Yeah,
absolutely, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Or lather soap.
No, she's just being silly now. Ignore her.
Or lather cakes.
So, I think new technology and faster broadband speeds have got a lot to do with it. And like I said, it's revolutionising the way that people buy online now.
Sure.
You know, because now, so if you go online, let's say you want to buy a fridge, okay?
I do want to buy a fridge.
Do you really?
Yeah, not a plumbing in one, though. I haven't got the space, but I want a normal one. Double,
okay.
Please.
Okay, I know a website that does that. Let's say...
one is that?
Appliances Online.
Yeah.
A really good one.
Harry Covert told me, deliver next day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fabulous.
Deliver when you're in.
Well,
they deliver when you're in.
Yeah,
have you not seen the advert?
No.
We deliver when you're in.
I'm still waiting for the Pepsi advert that I haven't seen. So tell us about appliances online.
Well, no, don't tell us about appliances online. I don't care. I don't care anything about her fridge.
I want
to hear about
fridge.
Your videos.
No, he's saying if you want to buy a fridge.
I mean, you go to a website like that, and every single product has got a video that goes with it.
So you can look inside.
Yeah, you can look inside it. You can find out about it. So your buying decisions, you're 70% there already. You know, before you even decide, you know, when you decide to actually buy it, you're already 70% there. So it's video is the way forward for everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's only going to get bigger and better, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me a bit about, I'm fascinated by Graphen.
You stopped spluttering
By motion graphics.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that works and what you do with that and how that all fits into it.
Motion graphics is a way of obviously putting more effects into a video, making it a bit more kind of sparkly. There's lots of different ways of doing it.
Your one you did for Tales of Turkey was beautiful, with all the butterflies and that coming out. Is that motion graphics?
That was motion graphics. That was a template, basically, that we...
Very slick.
Yeah, that we bought in, and then we customised it to work for Miriam's Tales of Turkey, and it worked perfectly. I mean, it's finding the templates, that's the thing. You know, it's a bit like going to TK Maxx. You go through loads and loads of clothes before you find the best one, and it's a bit like that with the templates as well. I mean, I use them
If you went with Trace Randall, though, probably she'd select a blouse straight away in TK Maxx.
Would she let me go to TK Maxx, though?
She wouldn't be seen dead in TK
Maxx. I'm quite a fan of TK Maxx. My whole house is TK Maxx. Yeah,
I love it.
In fact, my handbag is TK Maxx. Oh, no, it's not. It's a beach, an African man on a beach.
I think Jules is confusing her house with Primark.
How rude. But, I mean, I've shown, obviously, the Tales from Turkey, Miriam's video, to quite a few people, and everybody says what a beautiful, stylish, slick video.
It took a long time to do it, I must admit, and that is the only problem with motion graphics, is the amount of time that you have to put in to actually doing the motion graphics is quite a long time. It's very time intensive. Actually, just filming a video, you know, that's what is the easy bit, you know.
Especially if you've got lovely subjects like me and Mr. Andrews.
Take one.
Yeah. So, did you say it was the only time you've ever done a take one?
Pretty much, as far as I can remember, it was very easy. You guys were brilliant to work with.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Does Joe Public appreciate, though, the work? You know, when someone comes to you for a quote for a video, for example, for their website, you know, not a big company, a sort of an SME, do they appreciate the time that it takes? And do you find it quite difficult?
Yeah, I think if it's a product, motion graphics really comes into it very well. We've got a new client called Made London Store, which are based in, obviously, London. And they produce and manufacture hats, baseball hats and stuff like that, all garments, accessories, you know, bling bling stuff. And we're doing a motion graphics video for them, and it's literally going to be the hat doing a 360 and then, you know, features coming up about the hat. So I think product videos are very good for it. Live event videos, when you're using all the bits and pieces like we did in the Tales of Turkey, that kind of works very well. And also channel videos. So when you're doing like YouTube channel videos or channel adverts, you can use all the motion graphics to split stuff up a bit. It's a bit better than having the boring old Dissolve, which, you know, is very boring, to be honest. So, but like I said, it does take a little bit longer to do, you know, and that's the great thing about having templates that you can use, because you can just buy them in, customize them, make them look totally different, and half the work is already done for you. Unfortunately, I don't have enough money to employ a full-time motion graphics designer to do all that sort of stuff. But hopefully one day I will. So.
Can you talk to Alison and Steve, perhaps?
Who, sorry?
Alison and Steve.
Boris and Lane.
These two charming people on your right.
Yeah, at the moment I only use freelancers for that sort of stuff, and obviously they come at a premium.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I'm interested in this whole thing about using video to promote things in the way that you... once upon a time, just use still photographs, and now we've moved on from that because everybody uses still photographs, and you've got Instagram and all those kind of things now.
Yeah.
Although I did hear today that Instagram have banned topless pictures now.
I heard that as well.
Half of Instagram has just left.
That was Rihanna, wasn't it? Somebody's with Rihanna.
Yeah, absolutely. But outside of that, I'm fascinated by the whole thing about
short video pieces that you can use to promote a business or something that you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, videos are now so much more accessible for small businesses. Mm. You know, a small business can go out and get a video done, but obviously you've got to bear in mind that the video that you put out is out to the rest of the world, so you've got to make sure it's to a particular quality, because the last thing you want is a bad video going out there, which, you know...
Sometimes a bad video is worse than not having one at all.
Absolutely, yeah, no, absolutely. Unless it's a viral video, then maybe that doesn't matter so much, but sometimes viral videos aren't made. They end up being viral videos. So, but I think it's very important. I think small businesses doing their own videos is great, absolutely. And I'm up for helping people, you know, with any sort of a device or anything like that.
That's one of the things I wanted to cover with you, you know, because a lot of us just don't have, you know, there's so many things you can do now. We don't have the technical skills. We don't have the knowledge. We don't know what's possible. We don't really have much idea of what we want. We just, you know, think, oh, they got a nice video. I wish I had one.
Yeah, well, that comes down to the pre-production, doesn't it? Pre-production is... in my mind, the most important part of a video production.
Right.
You know, without pre-production...
Just explain what for those of us that have done, what pre-production is.
Pre-production is basically getting together scripts. It's working out what the actual schedule for the video is going to be, what the video is going to be about, coming up with creative ideas. It's all that bit before you even pick up a camera and start filming.
Right.
You know, and in my mind, you get that bit right first, and that could, you know, if that's going to take 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you do it, you know. get that bit done right first, and then the rest of the production should be pretty easy, you know, to be honest, because you've scheduled it, you've planned the whole video. Mm. And I think that's what a lot of small businesses, they kind of think to themselves, oh, get a video done, it's going to be very difficult, it's going to be a lot of work, there's going to be a lot of time involved, you know, blah blah blah. Yes, there is going to be a lot of time, but it isn't that complicated. If you've got a good video production company that's helping you out and doing everything properly, it should be very easy.
Cool. I mean, it's a fascinating topic. We could talk about it for ages and ages and ages.
We do, though, don't we? That's
the thing. We do talk about it. Yeah, we do. For those of you that don't know as well, I don't know how many people are familiar with this, but the government have just gone out and asked for expressions of interest in running small local TV stations. Now, personally, I think that is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard of.
Having run a small radio station for 5 years.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's just—it's just a failure of government to understand the 21st century. That, but never mind. All things being equal, it is interesting that they've at least seen that video and TV should be liberalised in some way.
Yeah,
I don't think that's particularly the way to do it, but never mind.
No.
But there are a few organisations that have expressed an interest in running the pilot local TV stations.
Yeah, I think like what we spoke about the other week, I mean, we're just not big enough as a country, really, are we?
We're not exactly
the states with God knows how many... states sort of thing.
And more than that, why do you need a TV station? Have they not heard of YouTube? Because one of the interesting things, and this is where I think it comes down to you, Justin, and organizations like Creative Motion, is that YouTube as a channel is now incredibly important. And if you talk to young people under the age of 20, a huge percentage of them actually watch conventional TV on YouTube channels.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's where a lot of things are going. So the whole deal behind getting videos made for business and getting your own YouTube channel is the future.
Yeah,
and that's something you can help with as well, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people can tweet me, they can email me, they can do whatever they want, you know. Give me questions and I'll answer them for you. You know, it's as simple as that. YouTube on some days gets more searches than what actually Google does.
Wow!
And that shows how big it actually is. But YouTube they're very kind of. I don't think they're going forward as much as they should do because they're missing out on some tricks. You've got Yahoo Video that's coming up soon. Mm. That's going to take them maybe over a little bit. I don't know. So, it's all looking good.
Cool. We could talk about this forever, but sadly we're running out of time, Justin. Give us a shout for your website, your Twitter handle and your Facebook page.
Okay, so if anybody wants to message me and it's for advice or questions or anything like that, the best way to get hold of me is on my Twitter handle, which is Justin W. Dean, or you can email me on info@creativemotion.co.uk, and our website is www.creativemotion.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that, mate. So that's Justin Dean. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you, Justin. Do stay around for the last few minutes of the show. But for the moment, Justin Dean of Creative Motion. Look, this chap, Paul Messenger, has tried to call in, and now he's left a phone number for me to call him back. We're really not going to be able to do that, Paul. We haven't got the time. I'm sorry. I don't know why you couldn't ring in. I've just checked the phone, and it is working.
Try one more time.
You could try one more time, although we haven't really got a lot of time. What we'll do is we'll try and set up something properly for next week.
Unless it's something that's time.
It could be, but I don't know why he can't get through. The phone is available, but he's saying it's going straight to voicemail. I don't know why. So sorry about that. I think you can do a quick email.
I will. Just to say that with Justin, we, you know, having been videoed by him, very, very easy to work with and very relaxing. So give him a go and give him a ring and have a chat with him about videos.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's an ex-Maidstone Grammar School boy, and he's returning to Kent in new role as Commercial Services Executive Chairman. And this is one of Kent County Council's organisations. And they've appointed Guy Parsons as their Executive Chairman. So he served as a non-executive chairman since September 2013. During that time, he helped transform on a programme which included the establishment of two private limited companies and moving its headquarters to a new premises in Kings Hill and building a 100,000-square-foot warehouse in Aylesford. And Guy's got extensive blue-chip board-level experience as an executive, having previously run Travel Lodge Hotels and TGI Fridays. So that sounds brilliant. And he says, having been born and brought up in Kent, I'm enjoying my return to the county. And he's been surprised at how much has changed, especially in Maidstone. There is an economic vibrancy here that bodes well for the future. So well done there, guys. And Monk's Clothing, we were talking about earlier, it's the fabulous Amy.
Amy, yes.
And she has an online menswear company in Swan Street, West Marling.
Marling.
West Marling. thank you for tweeting me in.
Do you want to laugh? Do you want to laugh?
Oh, here we go.
Do you want to hear Jules pronounce item? Trosley.
Igtam.
Igtam we got.
Igtam. Turn on the ligator.
Yeah. And Trotiscliff, of course.
Yeah. Trotiscliff.
Trotiscliff. I mean, who makes up these county names?
This is Kentish for you.
It's very old. It's very Anglo-Saxon, isn't it?
Mm.
That's what I find.
Yeah.
Anglo-Saxon. Networking breakfast with business. This includes a full English, 8 to 9.30, and this is a chamber member's do. So go on to the Kent Invicta Chamber website, and, of course, all details of these are on the Kent Business website. .co.uk.
Can I give some shouts out as well?
Yeah, of course you can.
Your mum, your auntie Sylvia.
Well, I was going to say my mum and dad, who's my mum's listening now. Oh, hi, mum. How are you?
Her name isn't mum, is it?
Oh, sorry, Sandra's my
mum. Sandra. Hello, Sandra from us.
And I just want to give a shout out to Chris and Miriam up on her
in Turkey.
She's probably just having a little lunch now. They're 2 hours ahead. Late lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
She might be having early tea.
She might be having a little siesta now.
She's on the water today.
Is she?
Yeah, as usual.
Really? Mm. You see, I never ring her during the afternoon. She has a little siesta.
Are you Skyping her?
Well, I do, but never in the afternoon.
No, absolutely. And Paul Clark as well from Stopwatch Hospitality.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got a big event at the weekend as well at Brands Hatch, haven't they?
I like Paul. He's a nice guy.
No, really good guy. And they have really good events. They run hospitality at Brands Hatch. So if you ever want to go along and watch some racing, you can buy individual tickets to go along to their hospitality suite. So do check that out.
I've done some filming down at Brands Hatch. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Carr.
It's a very specialised form of
photography. Unless it's Paul Andrews driving, perhaps.
Sorry, was I interrupting you?
Well, I'm just thinking, if Paul Andrews was driving, you'd probably get him in shot, wouldn't you? Wouldn't be the blur.
I'm not getting involved.
Because he drives with his little feet out the bottom, doesn't he, like Fred Flintstone?
Anyway, we'll ignore her. It is a very specialised thing, filming and photography of motor racing as well. There are people that specialise.
I actually got chased off of Brands Hatch when I was down there last by ITV. They told me to leave. They said, they said you can't film here. I'm like, oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. They're very precious about stuff like that. So.
But didn't you have? Can you not get permission?
Oh yeah, I had permission from Paul at the end of the day, but they were just being a bit.
Did you stand your ground?
I always stand my ground. Mm-hmm. You have to, as a cameraman, you do.
Yeah, I've had that with PR as well.
Very briefly, because we're fast running out of time.
Are you wearing
greaves? When I was involved in motor racing, we actually had the Sky TV cameras in our car at a race at Silverstone, and we were having enormous problems with the car, and we came into the pits to try and sort it out. Couldn't get anything working. We were miles behind in the race. Shot off out of the pit lane, okay, and in full view of the live Sky TV cameras, took out broadside on the race leader.
Really?
Yeah. Oops.
Oh dear.
We got a severe talking to from the RACMSA about pit lane exits. And we couldn't really argue because the whole thing was live on TV.
Absolutely, yeah.
Anyway, never mind.
How business should be using digital marketing is a workshop. It's about SEO, search engine optimization, and how to succeed online marketing and pay-per-click PPC. It's £20, this workshop, plus VAT, includes tea, coffee and a roll.
All right.
Say no more. So you can find out more on the Kent Invicta Chamber website, which is on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. And that's Monday the 16th of June. So for a tea, coffee and a roll, I would do that, wouldn't you?
Cool. Just wondered if you could mention the Medway Business Awards and also the Dartford and Gravesham Business Awards on the Bing Smith Bunker show. The Medway Business Awards, which you can find at mbawards.co.uk, that's mbawards.co.uk. The Medway Business Awards, now in its 30th year, is recognised as the most important business event in the local calendar, and winning means recognition for a number of years. By entering, you have a chance to celebrate this special year with us. Each entry is profiled in the Medway Messenger, and there is a lavish gala evening for the finalists in November to include previous winners over the past 30 years. The awards have an uncapped turnover limit. Three experienced judges will assess each applicant on equal terms, regardless of size. All companies must be privately owned and run. There are some entry tips from one of our judges under this site's news section. Your business rates must be paid in full to Medway Council, and you must have traded for at least a year from the 1st of January 2014. Find out more if you wish to enter at mbawards.co.uk. And the Dartford and Gravesham Business Awards, DGB Awards, dgbawards.co.uk. After 9 successful years, these awards are one of the most prestigious in the South East and celebrate the hard work and entrepreneurship of Dartford and Gravesham companies. This year sees no limit on turnover, but companies must be privately owned and run. This event is highly regarded by each and everyone and has the council's full support. You must be based in the Dartford or Gravesham Borough Council areas. And that's from Sarah at Rise Communications. Thank you for that, Sarah. So there's two awards, one in Medway, one in Dartford and Gravesham. If you wish to enter, you can go to their websites, and we will put the link to those websites on the Kent Business Radio website shortly.
And talking of old snake hips, Chris Pollard has just woken up and he's joined the show rather
only
tardy.
Just.
Rather tardy, don't you think? I expect he'll listen again. And he says he's been told he has a lot of bottle. I think that's referring to my exploding bottles that Trace Randall's talking about. The British Chamber Awards are open for entry. This is exciting. So the Chamber Awards recognise and reward excellence in British business, and each year organisations of all sizes from all sectors compete for the coveted titles and prizes on offer. So there are such things as categories including Small Business of the Year, which is a new one, and Manufacturer of the Year, which is very exciting. That's also a new one. Best Use of Technology to Improve Business Performance. There
absolutely.
You are, Justin. So
yep.
Did you. Young Person in Business Award. There you are, Jules. That's one for you. Achievement in International Business. The Sustainability Award. Commitment to People Development. Entrepreneur of the Year. And Excellence in Innovation. Now, these awards are open for entry until the 27th of June. So you haven't got very long. And the announcements will be on the 22nd of September. And then there'll be a gala dinner, which is Thursday, the 27th of November, at the Pavilion at the Tower of London. Off with their heads, we say.
Wow.
So the awards are free for members of the accredited chambers of commerce to enter, and non-members, it says here too. So your website is www.chamberawards.co.uk, and that will be up on the Kent Business Radio website.
Fabulous. I'll tell you what. Can you read another email? And while you're doing it, I'm going to try and phone this chap who's been trying to get hold of us.
Be brave. Here at the Friars in Aylesford, this is from lovely Lee, who does the press and marketing at the Friars in Aylesford. On the 25th of July, they have an outside performance. Oh, I want to do this. Romeo and Juliet. Doesn't that sound lovely?
Mm. It's nice down there. I love it.
Let's all go. Let's go. Bring your own picnic, wine, etc., and enjoy this performance. I'll bring the wine, Justin. You bring the picnic.
Okay.
Cool. Just the wine.
All organic, obviously.
Obviously. And gluten-free, of course.
Yes.
With some wheatgrass.
Yes.
Tickets from the reception. I'm going to call out the phone number. It's 01-622-717-272. It's only £16 to see this at the Friars at Aylesford, Romeo and Juliet, 25th of July. And as we said, it's a beautiful, beautiful location. So get on down there. Justin and I will be there. Maybe we'll have a business bunker picnic there.
We could do, yeah.
Alongside the Marshmillions and everything else. Paul Andrews.
I think we got Paul Messenger on the phone. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hi, hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Cool. You've been trying.
He's there. He said hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. You've been trying to call into the show, I understand.
Well, I've been advised to by a guy called Mark Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that there was any show there today, you know, regarding interest in Manston Airport. So I've just followed his lead.
Oh, right. So you're part of the Save Manston campaign, are you?
We love Manston. We love Manston.
We've done a whole series of programmes on Manston, but tell us a little bit about the Save Manston campaign, Paul.
Well, the Save Manston campaign started at the beginning of March by a guy called D. Sparky Light. He's got some sort of a Dan Sparky Light. I can't remember his surname, but he's got some sort of Facebook sort of pseudonym, as it were.
Yeah.
And he, along with that, it just mushroomed. The Facebook page just mushroomed. It developed into a whole beast that is now 6,500 strong plus.
Right.
Which incorporates the whole of Thanet, you know, from every last area of Thanet. People are massively, massively behind the Save Manston campaign, and to get it back up and running with planes flying as it should do.
Sure. And I understand there was a big event there. Was it on Friday?
Friday evening, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was about 1,000 people, 1,000 strong,
right.
Estimated at, where there was just basically a massive demonstration to show solidarity and support for, you know, the whole campaign, and for people to get together and to see faces and to see, you know, because when you're doing cyber things all the time, it's very difficult to, you know, have the face-to-face contact, as it were.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I saw it on Meridian News, and it looked very impressive. And can you just tell us what's the easiest way to get hold of you all?
Well, just to like the page. I mean, it's as simple as that. Go to Facebook and save Manston, and you just basically like the page. I think you have to be vetted by the admin before you're allowed on the page, but I'm sure that's a you know,
a formality, I guess.
A formality, yeah.
Yeah.
And from there on in, you know, you have the updates as indeed they come. I mean, we've had a bit of a triumph today, because I've been banging on for the last 2 days trying to flush out our local councillors on how they would vote given a chamber vote for a compulsory purchase order.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And through that research and badgering and emails and what have you, we managed to get a list together, and I've just done calculations that even if the party whip wasn't applied, it would still go through.
Okay.
But the main person we needed to get on side was obviously the new leader, Iris Johnson.
Mm.
Because her Labour Party has the majority in planning at the moment. And so I'd expect she will produce the party whip, where all of the Labour councillors will then have to vote now yes, because she has just come out of the woodwork today and emailed us and said yes, she will be supporting CPO for Manston.
So they're going to compulsorily purchase an airfield and then try and run it?
No.
Oh, right.
No. That's not necessarily the way forward, because TDC really can't provide the funds. I mean, it's got to be underwritten, hopefully, by the bidder that was failed, the failed bidder, as we see it now with Anglo Oak, River Oak, who have been...
That's the American company, is it?
Yes, yeah. I mean, they have bidded, we believe, $7 million, and which has been rejected.
Yeah.
So that money is still there.
Right.
And the way I see it, be it simplistic or not, you know, it doesn't matter as to River Oak who they buy the airport off, whether it's Anglo or TDC.
Oh, I see. So what you're saying is that you want TDC to compulsory purchase and then sell it to the American company.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, because there are no people in the TDC who are aviation experts. We need an aviation company, you know, a private company, to get Manston back on its feet again.
Is there a way, Paul, we can get hold of you on the phone or anything?
Yeah, you just rang me.
Okay, so do you want to read it out or not for the listener?
Sure. I mean, for your listeners, you mean?
Yeah,
for people that want to join in with your campaign, yeah.
Well, it's not necessarily my campaign. I mean, I'm part of a team.
Right. Okay.
Keith Churcher is the chairman of SMA, and Wendy Fraser is the secretary.
Okay.
I don't know either of their phone numbers.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll be more than happy. I'll be more than happy for people to contact me as part of a team, but I'm not heading up anything.
Okay. Sure. So we direct people to Facebook.
So if we send them to the Facebook page, that would seem to be the best way of making contact with the organisation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the Save Manston campaign on Facebook. If people go along to there, the page, then they can find out who they can contact to help get involved, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely right. Cracky, yes. And the more the merrier.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
Sorry to rush you, Paul, but we're running out of time now on the show and we're coming to an end. Thank you so much for speaking to us briefly. I'm sure we'll come back to you later on in this. We have, as I say, we have done a lot of work covering the Manston Airport thing in the last 6 months, and we'll continue to do that. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
And keep us informed.
All right, have a good afternoon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Andrew, cheers
now.
Bye.
Paul Messenger there, a part of the Save Manston group, trying to get Manston back on its feet again.
Do you reckon they could offer Anne Glogue her pound back?
Yeah, I don't
tell her to go back to Scotland.
I don't think it works like that.
Okay.
Anyway, we're fast approaching the end of the show. We've got a few emails left to read. I want to talk to you about A Blast, which is a business networking event like no other. Your chance to network with a room packed with business owners, professionals and young entrepreneurs and startups from across Kent. It's an evening to celebrate Kent and its thriving business community. So why don't you come along and be part of it? And this is part of the Kent Foundation, which is an organisation that represents young entrepreneurs and startups in the county of Kent. It's called A Blast, and it's on the 10th of June from 4:30 to 6:30, and it's at the Enterprise Foundation, which is in Medvale House, Moat Road in Maidstone. And you can book your place by emailing ablast@kentfoundation.org. That's ablast@kentfoundation.org. Kent Invicta Chamber. Chamber of Commerce annual dinner is an evening that you won't forget. It's appearing for the first time in Kent. Gordon Banks, the football legend from England's World Cup winning 66 team and one of the best goalkeepers ever. It's a unique opportunity to hear some really fascinating stories and behind the scenes info on the most important day so far in England's football history.
Until you.
Yeah. Come and hear Gordon's story on the World Cup semi-final evening and later watch the match live. You never know, it could be England in it. That's on Tuesday the 8th of July at the Ashford International Hotel. That's immediately after the Kent Business to Business show, and the Business Bunker will actually be broadcasting live from that show on that day. There's a drinks reception at 5:30, sit-down dinner at 6:30, and it's only £39.50 plus VAT per person. So you can't say fairer than that. If you want to book, it's bookings@kentinvictachamber.co.uk. And we have now run out of time on the Business Bunker show. It just leaves me to say a massive, massive thank you to our guests, Alison Palmer of the Federation of Small Business, Steve Cox from Kent County Council,
Regional Growth Fund. Mr. Justin Dean of Creative Motion.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. And coming up on Channel Radio later today at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. We have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, at 5 o'clock. We have the boys back with Down the Pub at 7. And the fabulous Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of new and unsigned music on the late night New Potato Show.